This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That was yesterday's Cubs game. Yesterday morning's Cubs game ended in the afternoon. They started at, 11:45,
they did.
I believe? Yeah.
Yeah, Zach was on the pregame, and he said good morning.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? But they won that game, and you heard there, kind of fun, that Daniel Palencia gets his first conventional save. Is that how we're terming it? He did well, worked a perfect ninth inning for his first save, and that was the guy that had given up the save and the only loss in that series. So it was a good thing all the way around to see him have his moment. Obviously, Kate Horton pitched a really good game, and they won a 2-1 game. But they, by virtue of the victory yesterday, they get the series win. Down in Florida, and now they are off today heading to Cincinnati.
A lot of things to like about that 2-1 victory, because if you're a Cub fan and you have been paying close attention, as most Cub fans do the last year or so, you fall in love with these prospects. And first it's Cade Horton, drafted 7th overall in 2022, and then Matt Shaw, another first rounder who has been, you know, he has been he's ascended quickly through the Cubs system. He scores a winning run. He steals a base. He's gotten 5 hits in this series. So he is back and I think relaxed and looking more like himself. He contributes. Cade Horton contributes. These prospects have arrived at the major league level and they're contributing to a team that is now 10 games over 500, 50 games in, 30-20, playing 600 baseball. Very good day for the Cubs.
Yes, so we back to the closer, if you will. The closer is hurt. We know that Porter Hodges is on the IL, and you're waiting for him to come back. I don't know what's going on with other closing options, but I think we had settled on Palencia as the guy that was going to do it, and then it fell apart a little bit. But now he's back. And off you go. But, he did not – the reason you like him is because he's got swing and miss stuff, but that's not what happened over the three outs yesterday.
No.
It was three fly balls.
Yeah, they were loud.
It was just
a loud ninth.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
It was loud.
We talk about his swing and miss stuff because he's got the velocity.
Right.
But the one thing about velocity guys is throw ball hard, hit ball hard. So in an industry that is now consumed with exit velocity, it just stands to reason that if you do make contact with Daniel Palencia's fastball, it's going to go a long way. And so in the ninth inning, there were probably a few Cub fans holding their breath as the ball came off the bat, and it sounded like an extra base hit. And then that final out, as we heard Pat Hughes call it so skillfully, PCA sliding. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And Ian Happ was there. That's good. So, yeah, it wasn't a victory without its moments, but it did also, I think, remind you, if you needed reminded, that the Cubs can win 2-1 games as easily as they can win blowouts. And they've had their share of blowouts. They have 10 games with 10 or more runs, and their offense is off to a historic start. But yesterday, they won a close one.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, it's a good thing to have happen. You should be able to win games like that, and you should be able to do okay in Cincinnati, right? You got Matt Boyd on the bump tomorrow, Colin Ray Saturday, and Ben Brown back on Sunday.
You just said sweep.
That's not what I said.
I think you just said sweep.
I said you like to win that series.
Okay.
You think that those three names mean sweep?
I think Ben Brown needs a good start.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
too.
Ben Brown needs a good start.
But he's needed a good start before, and
yeah,
he got one.
And the pressure was on when Craig Counsell called him out. He responded positively. Matthew Boyd, and Colin Ray have been really bright spots and big surprises, how consistent they have been. Ben Brown, I think, needs to pay attention to what Cade Horton has done in three outings. What Cade Horton has done in three outings has said, I'm good enough to stay here. I want to be here for the duration. I can help you win a division. Ben Brown is also a guy, because of his two-pitch limit, and he needs to develop a third pitch. Until he does, he's a candidate to be in the bullpen. He could be a valuable asset at the back end of the bullpen, an eighth inning guy. Maybe a closer. Don't know. But I think he's got to have a good start Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think that's asking too much. And I think that your assessment is accurate. I think eventually he probably goes back into the bullpen. I'm more so than Cade Horton, I would say. Horton has shown more than Ben Brown. And that might be a harsh assessment, given the fact that we really haven't seen Cade Horton struggle much. So we don't know how he's going to overcome it when it happens. But I got a feeling he looks the part. He looks like he's got a pretty good feel.
Oh, he does look the part.
Yeah, he definitely looks the part.
He can have that kind of command. He carries himself. I don't want to say with a swagger, but certainly an air of confidence.
He carries himself like an old quarterback.
He does. And you know what? All this consternation about whether or not we're going to hear from Caleb Williams, and when will Caleb Williams hear talk. You know what I want to hear from Caleb Williams? Does he remember Cade Horton from Oklahoma? Because Cade Horton was going to walk on the Oklahoma football team. What?
You've gone way too far.
I want to know if Caleb Williams remembers Cade Horton.
Can you imagine a news conference where Cade Horton finally, after everything that's gone down, gets in front of the microphone? Questions, Mr. David raises a hand. Ah, here's the veteran scribe. Let's go to him. He'll ask the important, do you remember Cade Horton?
Okay. But you know what? They were there, I think, at the same time. And Cade Horton was a quarterback for Norman High School. He committed to Oklahoma's baseball team with plans to walk on the football team. And Caleb Williams was there, I think, at the same time. I am much more interested in hearing something I don't know than hearing something from Caleb Williams I already do. I know that he was reluctant to come to the Bears. I know what his dad said. I know all those things. I want to know something I don't know. Do he and Cade Horton have a relationship?
David Hall? David, you're muted.
Sorry about that. Hello, George.
So that was one of the best questions you've ever asked.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to get an answer just as good.
What's Brandon doing today?
He's having some fun. Conference call fun.
You think that would be a bad question to ask Caleb Williams?
I do not think that's a bad question. But to say, that's what I want to know. That's not a good – that is not a very – I mean, I think the whole radio thing's gotten in you a little bit.
Okay.
I think the Cubs have gotten you a little too much.
All right.
I just don't think that's the Bears angle we're looking for from Caleb
Would
Williams.
Would you be okay if you were in the room during a press conference, near the end of the press conference?
Sure.
Hey, Caleb, thanks for the input you gave us on things we already knew and confirming in context, all those things. By the way, do you remember Cade Horton from Oklahoma? Did you guys ever hang out together in the gym, in the weight room, whatever?
Yeah, I can see myself as a young man standing in the press room and some wily veteran shows up and decides to end the press conference with that sort of a thing. I wouldn't be okay with it. I'd be like, stick the football.
I think this is
not done yet. Why did you end the interview?
See, that's the way you always approach things. I know you always used to hate those kind of departures from the nuts and bolts and meat and potatoes of the press conference.
I just want to talk football.
I know. You and Biggsy were like, whatever. But I think when you talk about Cade Horton and Caleb Williams, their connection, they're the two best right-handers in town. They share Chicago. They're going to share it for the next 5 to 10 years if things go right.
You might be getting a little carried away.
Okay, why?
Because Shane Smith
walked
a couple guys and then gave up a home run, and then he pitched a perfect game,
Gave up
one hit, no walks the rest of the way.
That's right, Shane Smith.
There are other humans in the world.
If not for that first inning.
That's right. Other than that,
that first inning.
How did you like the play?
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a quick departure.
I'm just joking around. But I think that it would be kind of fun in a different setting where, you know, you weren't interrupting people's livelihood, where you asked a question like that.
I loved that Cade Horton last Friday before his start against the White Sox. No, he didn't say anything, but he was throwing a football around the outfield.
Yeah, he said that. He said he was going to throw the football. He said he couldn't wait to be able to throw it with Shota, because apparently Shota doesn't mind throwing a football. Did you
really?
Hear that?
That would surprise me.
He said specifically he wants to throw the football with Shota.
Now, I doubt that Shota grew up throwing the football.
I think he definitely didn't.
I know. So,
but I think that's
interesting.
That's why it's a fun thing.
Do you think he can throw a spiral?
I'm guessing he could teach Shota how to throw a better spiral, a tighter spiral.
Yeah, Shota would be.
But if for you to like it, it would have to be a frisbee with like a spectacular catch.
No, I like frisbee football. I do.
We were here the other day, and David let out a, "Oh my God, what a catch!" And I like turned. What? I'm thinking, who was catching what? I thought it was a baseball.
I think it was ultimate frisbee.
That's what it was.
Ultimate frisbee.
And I was like, "Duh."
Yes, and I think ultimate frisbee is much more exciting for me to watch than flag football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That's fair. I mean, I have no problem with that. Why don't we make that the Olympic sport? Can Justin Jefferson catch a frisbee? His hand goes up and he just catches the thing flat. You know what I mean? He grabs the entire frisbee.
That would be
good. Plucks it out of the air.
765 with a relevant question. What happened to Haw?
I think you got out over your skis on a Cade Horton.
Well, I don't think that's an unreasonable question to wonder if Cade Horton and Caleb Williams had a relationship.
How about this? How about somebody like ask Cade Horton, hey, you know, I'm out at batting practice, I saw Cade throwing the football. Hey, did you ever play with Caleb Williams?
That may be a better way to go about
then
the...
Then you get a little backstory.
Yeah, okay.
And then you show
that's
up.
Good.
And you're like, and then you say, Cade, listen to this. And you play your tape recorder that he can't hear.
Thank you. You know, that's a good request for people on the Cubs beat if they are so inclined and they... Yeah. See Cade Horton on the side in the clubhouse. Maybe Zach could get that done.
Zach's
a man for
time.
All seasons.
Yeah.
He had a really good pregame interview of Cade Horton the other day.
Pity he didn't give him the Caleb question.
He might have asked him about that, but it didn't have enough time to get to it and use it in the pregame show.
Gotcha.
Those pregame interviews are really insightful.
He does a great job.
And they help you if you're a fan of the team and you follow the team, you get some insight when you hear him talk to Zach. And players kind of do feel a good rapport, easy rapport. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
This is funny because we've got a texter who wants to say that football is broadcast on national television in Japan. But he also says Japan has been playing football since the early, wait for it, 1900s.
That's not true.
The football didn't start here to like, what's it called? 1920 football drive?
1920 football drive. If they were playing
1900s.
Football in Japan before they were playing it in America, I would be shocked.
They have a gridiron tradition second only to the U.S.
Okay.
So they're going to finish with the bronze medal? I say it's Canada.
No, I don't know. I don't know how to handicap the flag football Olympics in 2028. I just know that Arch Manning is going to be the captain for the U.S. team. And he'll
Arch Manning?
Yeah.
I don't know. You ever watch flag football? No offense. But you got to be able to run at quarterback. I don't think he's a running quarterback.
Don't you have to be accurate?
Well, accuracy helps, no question. But, I mean, if you can...
In 3 years, I'm projecting out 3 years.
If you can swivel the hips, Elvis.
Okay.
If you can move the pelvis, Elvis, you got a really good chance of avoiding someone grabbing your flag.
That's a secret. Boy, you're suddenly a flag football expert.
I'm all shook up.
I can't wait for you be added to the NBC team.
I threw that thing half the distance of the goal. I need a cheeseburger. Colonel
Thank
Tom.
You very much.
Yeah. Give me a peanut butter sandwich with banana on it.
All right, we're getting off the rails here.
Yes.
What time
sorry.
Is it? I think I started it. I'm sorry with the Caleb.
You started it.
Caleb Cade comparison. Cade Horton, but I think though. When you talk about Cade Horton and Caleb Williams, their connection, they're the two best right-handers in town. That's not that outrageous of a statement.
poor Tyson Pageant.
That's who he feels insulted by that.
He just sat up. He's like, what the hell did Hall say there?
Shane Smith. Shane Smith's a fine right-hander. Jonathan Cannon. He's got a cannon. And I think...
Look at this. It's called the backtrack. Here's the old defensive back.
I'm backtracking.
And out on the field.
I'm backpedaling. But I think Cade Horton is somebody who showed yesterday why there's so much hope invested in him and why I think he can stay. He can stick around for a while. I hope he does. I hope when Shota comes back, they don't just, you know, do what they did before Cade Horton was brought up. I hope that they reconsider some things and maybe reconfigure the bullpen.
Okay, here we go. Princeton's first football game was in 1869. Yes, I said 1900s. They played against Rutgers. Did you know that that game is considered the first rugby game ever played in the United States and the first soccer game ever played in the United States?
Did not know that.
As well as the first American football game.
Did not know that.
Imagine what that thing looked like.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine what that goofy game looked like if three different sports are claiming it as their own.
That must have been quite a confusing afternoon.
That's right.
What are we watching?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Go back to the...
Now, 1869 was the first football game?
The first, supposedly, the fine gentlemen of Princeton hosted Rutgers. They walked down to the train station, met the other team. They went out for a night of cocktails and pool playing. And the next day, they played the first ever football, soccer, rugby game ever in the United States. So it was all done outside the auspices of the university. It was just a bunch of dudes meeting and having like a giant war game of some sort after getting all liquored up. And now we call it the birth of football.
Yes, okay.
It's the birth of a lot of stuff. And like
that.
I said, I don't know what that must have looked
We've
like.
We've got people texting us Wikipedia entries for the Japanese history with American football.
They apparently would kick human heads around in a circle on battlefields of Europe.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.